Thank you, Mr. Presider. The second on the list of authorship here, the first author could not obtain a visa, and so she sent this to me to present on her behalf. This study was done in Nigeria at the Obafemi Awolowo University. It used to be called the University of Ife. We have a very strong team in May's group. We're going to look at a brief introduction and go on to objective and describe the experiments in brief, run through the results, and then draw some conclusions. Flowering date is important to us and maybe to many other people for hybrid production, germplasm adaptation, and maturity classification. In recent years, IITA and the CIMMYT have been imposing drought on maize, and what they do is to irrigate from planting to about flowering time, a week or two before flowering, and then they stop irrigation for the rest of the season. And whatever survives that is believed to be drought tolerant, and actually there has been a lot of progress doing this. So we have drought tolerant materials now, even in Africa. But then we were also looking at the possibility of doing this under natural dry conditions. So we needed to do timing of our planting to coincide, so that flowering will coincide with the dry period. And so we needed the flowering study under that situation. However, there is this problem of general bioenvironment interaction that makes it very unreliable with flowering. So looking at the climatological factors used to classify our agroecologies, we looked at rainfall, we looked at temperature, we looked at the length of the growing season, radiation, and so many other factors. And on that basis, we decided that we would need to determine the climatic factors associated with flowering of the maize germplasm that we have, and then on that basis, select some materials that we might use for future work. We evaluated 100 varieties in our teaching and research farm for 2 seasons in 2 years using 10 by 10 lattice design, 2-row plots replicated 3 times. And we took days to 50% flowering, that is, tasseling, anthesis, and silking. We obtained the climatic data from the Nigerian Meteorological Agency, as well as from the IITA Special Information Unit. And then calculated accumulated heat units, average temperature, and sunshine hours for each of the flowering events on plot basis. And then subjected our data to analysis of variance, to correlation, and regression. This is the ANOVA for tasseling. You can see here that very clearly there is genotype by environment interaction. The effect of the environment, of course, is prominent. And then this is on days to tasseling and on the temperature accumulated by the germplasm and heat units as well as the sunshine hours. And this is repeated for each of the flowering events. You have this for anthesis and for silking, very similar trends that we obtained. Again, confirming to us that the G by E interaction has not been eliminated, just looking at the individual climatic factors. We look for the 5 earliest varieties in the late season. Maybe I should clarify, in our environment at the rainforest location in southwestern Nigeria, we could grow maize twice. We call this early season and late season. Our early season is any anytime from about April, and the late season usually starts by about the middle of August. So we looked at the flowering for the earliest varieties in the late season, and we picked these five flowering or tasseling in about 45 to 48 days. Very little variation if you look at the sunshine hours needed up to that stage. Same thing for temperature, very little variation, but there seems to be some wider variation on heat unit accumulation. And the latest to tassel, five of them that we picked, again, the variation in sunshine hours, temperature, not much, but there seems to be quite some variation on heat units. And we did similar thing for the early season and observed similar results. Running correlation between the days to antheses, tasseling antheses and silking under the late season, under the early season, for each of the climatic factors, everything was significant. The values, of course, varied, but then that put us into some confusion. It seems to be, we couldn't clearly pick one and say this is the best based on correlation. And on that basis, we ran regression using simple linear regression and also multiple, combining the climatic factors. And from this, we could find that for simple linear regression, temperature, this is for the top one is for tasseling. Temperature, the R square was very large, but when you look at the sunshine hours, it was very low, and appeared to be consistently so for antheses as well as for silking, although for silking it's a little bit higher than the other two factors. This is for the late season. In the early season, similar trends were observed. But in addition, if you combine the sunshine hours with temperature, it gave fairly larger than when we had it individually. So we were able to conclude certain, take some conclusions, that there were significant differences among the maize varieties for flowering. We expected that, but this was in particularly in response to heat units and the other climatic factors, but that the genotype by climatic factor interaction was also significant, and tentatively we think that it is temperature that we should look at more closely, whether in form of accumulated heat units or temperature per se, and this is the trend in the further studies that we are doing right now. Thank you very much.
We do have time for questions. Yes.
Yeah, do you have looking for the factor from the the fertility of the soil for the plant growing there?
The question is, did we consider the fertility of the soil?
Yes.
We applied fertilizer uniformly after soil test. Yeah. We took care of all of that, including disease and insect pest control, to be sure that no bias.
Does that generally do to flowering?
I didn't get the second question very well.
As heat increases, with increasing heat, what is what generally happens with flowering? Does it delay flowering? Does it accelerate flowering?
I would rather put it the other way. Two questions. One, you wanted to know the effect of water.
Correct.
All right. And then secondly, whether yield affects flowering. Did I get you right?
Heat. Increasing heat.
Heat.
As heat increases, what effect does that have on flowering, generally?
We didn't measure heat apart from taking temperature. So I wouldn't know how to quantify heat for now. And that's why I was asking the last presenter how they determine heat. Yeah, because if we talk about heat and you put water, should there not be a decrease in heat? These are issues yet to resolve. So, but I don't think it is yield that affects flowering, rather it is flowering that affects yield. Under the tropical, the rainforest tropical conditions, the later the maturity, the higher the yield, even in the late season, which is a shorter season than the early season. So we were not looking at yield per se, we are still looking at the flowering because of the things we like to do. But we expect that yield will increase with increase in delayed flowering within a certain range.
Okay.